Our next speaker is Edward Weisernig, Department of Computer Science in the Faculty of Engineering. And his title is Augmented Reality Sailboat Visualization System.
I've always wanted to go to Alaska. And I've seen the ships, the cruise ships out by Ogden Point, and I always imagined I would be on one of them. And when I started my PhD, I realized soon that my supervisor couldn't afford to pay me enough salary, even for one of the inside cabins. So I had a cunning plan, and I just bought a sailboat, and I thought, well, I'll just sail there. So then I put up some ads, and I was trying to find crew. And then I realized that in order for anybody to join your crew, you have to have some experience. I had no experience. So I said, okay, not a problem. In that case, I will just learn how to sail and go solo. So I did. And sailing, as you know, can be quite dangerous. There are many things that are important to know when you're on the sailboat. Fortunately, we have instruments that from time to time go beep in order to tell us that there's some hazard or there may be some danger that is just looming, lurking about in the murky waters. So what can you do other than try to stay alive, try to not capsize or drown under the ice? So fortunately, there are a number of sensors on the boat that can help us. There's an anemometer, there's a magnetometer, there's a thermometer, there's a barometer, there's a pitometer, there's a depth meter, there's a GPS, and two cameras on the mast. So all of this information is coming through the system that I've developed into a visualization system. I thought, why don't we use a research project to help alleviate the pressure and the information overload on the captain by bringing all of this information that comes from different sources into one unifying interface. And that's what you see right above me in the slide. It is an augmented reality system, which means that on top of reality, you see all of the information that is relevant about the functionality of your boat, as well as its immediate environment, all in one interface. There are two main advantages to my system. The first one is that all of the information that a captain needs to access every moment can come from different sources, for example, from a tide chart or from a current atlas, or maybe even from all the instruments that are placed in different locations. So if you have them in all in one interface, then it is easy to use all of them all at once. The purpose of my research is to make sailing safer, save lives. If the captain has all the information right in front of his or her eyes, then it's easy to make decisions right there. I tried implementing artificial intelligence, but that project is just kind of getting there. Thank you very much. That's what I'm trying to do.